saying G-double-E-K. 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 Culture ain't dead.
We're going to get our pocket protectors ready for some geek history.
Nerd!
It is 10 o'clock. So it is time for us to do like we do at this time every week. It is time to find out what happened today in geek history.
Oh, I'm so excited.
You're listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark, broadcasting live on 89.9 KGRG FM. And today in geek history is sponsored by the Jet City Comic Show. The Northwest Back to Basic Comic Book Convention is returning to the Tacoma Convention Center November 5th and 6th. Featured guests include Roger Cross. Featured guests include actors Roger Cross and Robert Lissardo. Sandy Selner, who portrayed Alpha 5 in the original Power Rangers TV series, and just announced...
What?
Actress Ally Mishalika.
Whoa!
From CW's iZombie.
Wow!
I like that show.
In addition to appearing in several movies and television shows, she's also a platinum-selling recording artist, along with her sister, AJ.
Whoa.
Stand by.
Oh, it's the Ally and AJ.
Yes.
Wow.
I tend to be surprised when I actually play it.
Okay. It's just like Christmas.
Oh my god.
This Ally?
Yep. Oh yeah. Feel that.
Oh man. Andrea from KGRG was just talking to me about how she saw Ally and AJ in concert. Like a few years ago.
Yeah, and she was especially excited about that.
Yeah.
So I go to her, I was like, Andrea, so you grew up a Disney kid, right? And she's like, yup. I'm like, Ally and AJ. And she, and her eyes just lit up. I didn't have to say anything, and she was just instantly excited. So
she was also an Easy A.
Yes.
Was amongst, she really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dude, Homegirl has her own IMDb page.
Uh-huh.
So, but yeah, it's interesting. So she's currently on iZombie. She's been in a handful of other shows, a bunch of other movies, and Ally and AJ's hit single, Potential Breakup Song, has sold over 1 million downloads, and the video has over 60 million YouTube views.
Whoa.
So bring your MP3s to get autographed, kids.
No kidding.
Do they say what day she's going to be there?
Bring your CDs.
I'm presuming both Saturday and Sunday, but I guess I didn't look specifically.
I don't know if they do both days or not, so I've never been.
You know what? While we're talking, go to Jet City
Comic
Show.
I'm actually on the website right now.
Yeah, go to jetcitycomicshow.com and check it out. For the full list of guests and ticket information, you can visit jetcitycomicshow.com like our plucky interns are, and listen to The Buzz every Wednesday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m., as well as Mike and Mickey After Dark for your opportunity to win two-day passes.
Nice.
But let's find out what happened in today in geek history, shall we?
Yeah.
All right.
Are we going to listen? Okay.
You know what? It's,
I thought we were going to listen to the rest of that song. I'm like, Mike.
Hey, you know what? Like, Andrea and I were talking, like I had mentioned, and she's like, it's so catchy. And I'm listening to it. I'm like, that is catchy AF, man. So good. Yeah, so excited. But anyway, so today in geek history, we travel to... We start in 1851, on October 24th, William Lessel discovered two moons of Uranus. Hold your jokes, please. Astronomy!
I can hear it's Hunter's Uranus. Smile.
It's Uranus.
Sure it is. We move on to 1861, if you say so, buddy. 1861, where on October 24th, the first transcontinental telegraph system was completed, making it possible to transmit messages rapidly, well, by mid-19th century standards, from coast to coast.
Ooh.
We continue, where in 1901, on October 24th, Annie Edison Taylor at age 63, became the first person to go over Niagara Falls in a barrel.
In a barrel.
What?
True story.
Why was that a goal of hers? Yo, you see this barrel? I'm going to go down the
river.
I'm
going to get in it. I'm going to get in it and go all over the falls. Maybe she was okay.
Maybe.
But probably not. Because I don't know if y'all been to Niagara Falls. Pretty tall.
I don't know if y'all ever been in a barrel.
Yeah. Not sturdy.
Pretty small.
Yep. I've been in a barrel.
What?
What?
That's a story for another day, I feel
yeah,
like.
Yeah, I was going
to... It's an FFA thing.
Oh.
It's an FFA story.
I
Future Farmers of America.
Yeah.
I don't know what any of that means. That's just...
Okay. So she went... Okay, so the barrel in the Niagara Falls...
Okay, I will ask you later what about the
off
your
the air,
your FFA stories and wow, buddy. Okay,
yeah, like hoofed a tuna.
Yeah, I
blew you guys away.
Broke my brain. I don't know where that is. Okay, we continue in 1926, where on October 24th, Harry Houdini's last performance took place at the Garrick Theater in Detroit.
Ooh,
that's where he was punched in the side right before he went on and almost died. Right.
Probably.
Whoa. That's a lot.
Yeah.
We continue. 3 short years later, in 1929, on October 24th, the stock market crash on the New York Stock Exchange was called Black Thursday.
Oh, no.
Black Thursday. Stock market crash. 1929. Kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Ruh-roh.
The start of the Depression.
Yep. Geeks love money.
But wait, that means that today... In the movie It's a Wonderful Life was the day that George and Mary got married because that day was the day that the stock market crashed.
Oh my God, you're right.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, I don't have your money. Frank has your money. Jimmy Stewart for you during Today in Geek History. We continue. We're in 1931 on October 24th over the Hudson River and connecting the Washington Heights, Manhattan in New York to Fort Lee, New Jersey. The George Washington Bridge opened to public transit.
Oh.
Transit traffic. Wow. That entire sentence was janky AF.
Yeah.
Let's just move on. Anyway, George Washington Bridge was opened today in 1931. In 1946, a camera on board the V2 number 3 rocket took the first photograph of Earth from outer space.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is huge.
We should find that picture.
Yep.
That's tweet it out, interns.
Yeah, that sounds like an intern job.
All right.
Start Googling.
All right. So, just 1 short year later, in 1947, on October 24th, Walt Disney testified before the House Un-American Activities Committee.
Whoa. What for?
Because it was the Committee on Un-American Activities, and I don't
know. I guess he did something bad.
No. Yeah,
I'm a huge Disney nut, and I didn't even know about that.
Interesting. Ooh. Further research required.
Take note.
we continue. We're in 1965 on October 24th. NBC becomes the first TV network to carry 30 minutes of nightly news.
Whoa.
7 days a week.
That is so cool.
That is pretty dope.
We've been learning a lot about NBC.
Hey, Mickey.
Hey, Mike.
Who started NBC?
Wasn't it... It starts with an F.
Nope.
No.
Not that guy. Not the guy with the wives, and not the guy who invented the thing. He wasn't an inventor. He was the only one that was left. David Sarnoff.
Oh, man.
You will need to know that. Midterm is coming.
I know.
For Journalism 150, Introduction to Broadcasting.
I'm just going
to
lay down and bury myself in the dirt.
Yeah.
Can you please, like, DJ my wake?
Yes.
This midterm is going to kill me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, Mickey's going to fail all of her classes.
That's a bummer.
Send flowers, please.
Watch the movies. All right. So we move to the 20th century, where in 2003, on October 24th, the Concorde made its last commercial flight.
Whoa. Mm.
The supersonic jet. Kind of funny looking. It has like the nose cone was kind of hooked and tipped and all that. Kind of a big deal.
Hmm.
And we close out, ironically enough, this some of these things, when I find these various geek history things, because I go to a couple few different websites. There's like a pop culture trivia site I use, you know, Movie Insider, inventors.about.com, Radio Magazine Online, onthisday.com. I mean, it's like I have like this whole list. And it's just kind of interesting how some of these things line up. So we talked about the stock market crash in 1929 and Black Thursday, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, on this date, in 2008, October 24th, many of the world's stock exchanges experienced their worst declines in history. It was called Bloody Friday.
Oh my gosh, that was the start of the recession, right?
Yep.
Oh my gosh, that's weird.
Isn't that just bonkers?
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I didn't even make that connection or realize or any of that stuff. So.
Jeez.
And that has been Today in Geek History, sponsored by the Jet City Comic Show. And before we open up the phone lines to give away some tickets, one other note about the Jet City Comic Show. Actually, several notes. Three notes, very quickly, because I think I have just enough time. Our interview with James from one of the promoters of the Jet City Comic Show is currently up on and the podcast section of the newly revamped KGRG.com. You can find that podcast there and listen to myself and Mickey and Cork from The Buzz talk about the Jet City Comic Show, where we get in depth on some of those topics. Thing number two, later this evening during the show, we will be talking to Jason, who is one of the main people behind comic book characters for causes,
yeah,
which is a cosplay group that will be appearing at the Jet City Comic Show. We'll hear more about that later, but just wanted to let you know, in about an hour from now, we'll have that interview. And lastly, but certainly not leastly, go over to JetCityComicShow.com. In addition to the guest information that I keep telling you about, they have released the panel schedule. And so recently have they released the panel schedule, I haven't even had a chance to look at it yet. So head
I was
over
just
to,
looking man. At it.
Yeah, so head over to Jet City Comic Show right now to see what panels and programs are available. And call us right now. 253-833-5004 to win a 2-day pass to the Jet City Comic Show happening Saturday and Sunday, November 5th and 6th at the Tacoma Convention and Trade Center. And since you're already going to be calling us on the phone at 253-833-5004, you will also win a pair of tickets to the sold-out NoFX concert happening Thursday, November 3rd, the Thursday before the Jet City Comic Show. That happening at Showbox Soto, NoFX, along with Pairs and Useless ID. I will give you a pair of tickets to that sold-out show. And since we're so generous here at Mike and Mickey After Dark, we will also give you a pair of tickets for the Haunted Forest of Maple Valley, which will be having their final grand finale weekend coming up.
The spoopiest weekend.
This spoopy weekend. So, all right. So, again, phone lines are open. 253-833-5004. First caller wins tons of tickets. This is Mike and Mickey After Dark. We will be right back.
Have you checked out KGRG.com recently? Our website got a facelift. Check KGRG.com for info on the concert calendar, ticket giveaways, new music ads, and everything you want to know about specialty shows and the DJs that make them happen. That's KGRG.com.
The Jet City Comic Show returns to the Tacoma Convention Center November 5th and 6th. Packed with games, guests, and events for fans and families. For a shot at free 2-day passes, be sure to listen Monday nights to Mike and Mickey After Dark and The Buzz Wednesday through Friday mornings. For more information, you can visit JetCityComicShow.com, The Jet City Comic Show, November 5th and 6th.
Coming to town this February is Circa Survive.
I can't get started from the part where I left off yesterday.
Celebrating the 10-year release of their album, On Letting Go.
Oh, don't cry.
Supporting them on this tour is Me Without You.
Before the Red Sea Flood.
And Turnover.
Blurry like the feeling in the ending of the summer.
Circus Survive. 5 will be playing the Showbox Soto on February 18th. KGRG will have your chance to win tickets, so be sure to stay tuned in and follow us on Twitter at KGRGFM for updates.
Come alive with the forest. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest near you. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
WTF. The Nerdist, Rooster Teeth, Adam Carolla, Serial. You listen to podcasts? Want to do one and not completely suck at it? I'm Charlie Harger. I teach digital radio. You'll have a podcast and your own radio show. Think of it as a podcasting boot camp. So sign up now. Journalism 120 meets twice a week on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Podcasting, your own show, Journalism 120, here at Green River College.
Do you want to hear a song or just chat with your favorite KGRG DJ but are kind of shy about calling in? Hit us up on our Twitter at KGRGFM.
Oh yeah, that was Naivete by A Day to Remember. Brand new music from them from the music desk right here on 89.9 KGRGFM. This is Today's Rock and you are listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark. So hey guys.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yo.
So, something happened last Friday that I thought was pretty cool.
I know what you're talking about,
and,
Mike.
And Hunter's already just, he is very excited.
What happened?
Wonder Woman was named as a special ambassador to the United Nations.
Yep.
What?
Yeah. So, let me tell you more, because this is really, really cool and very exciting. So Gal Gadot and Linda Carter joined Wonder Woman movie director Patty Jenkins and DC Entertainment president Diane Nelson at the United Nations for a special ceremony recognizing the 75-year-old superhero. As part of the UN Sustainable Development Goal number 5, which focuses on promoting gender equality, the UN, DC Comics, and Warner Brothers intend to use Wonder Woman's image to raise awareness for gender-based issues around the world.
That is so great.
I continue, or the story continues. The UN ceremony marked the first joint public appearance of Gadot, who appeared in Batman v Superman: Dawn of Justice, and will star in next year's Wonder Woman, and Carter, who starred in the long-running 70s TV show. So both Wonder Women together was great. Mm. Both women were on hand to watch UN officials bestow the superhero with the title of Honorary Ambassador for the Empowerment of Women and Girls.
Oh, man.
And spoke at the ceremony about the longevity and cultural impact of Wonder Woman, who celebrates her 75th anniversary this year.
I'm so pumped.
Now, we'll tweet this out very shortly after we get done talking here, but this is really cool. There is a page on the UN's website, UN.org, that goes into more detail about the Wonder Woman campaign and what the sustainable development goals are, because, you know, I mentioned that this one specifically with gender equality is goal number 5. There's others. So just to kind of specify that a little bit, but the headlines that grabbed my eye as I was going through it.
Yeah.
Stand up for the empowerment of women and girls everywhere, and the women and girls who rise up for a better world, and the men and boys who support and stand with them are superheroes in their own right.
Yeah.
Super cool. That's
awesome.
Yeah, that's something I was really excited about. And, you know, I don't plan these things. I swear that I don't plan them. if you're following us on Twitter or Instagram, you will see that Alias Mouse Rat, our own intern Hunter, is wearing a Wonder Woman T-shirt.
Oh yeah.
In the style of the new movie that's
so
coming
stylish.
Up. That we're all super super stoked.
Yeah.
So I have more of the story and more things I want to talk about, but before I get into more stuff, what do you guys think about that?
I think that's great. Because in my sociology class, we've actually been discussing how women are portrayed in media quite a bit recently.
Mm-hmm.
And how they are portrayed in media is so objectified. Like, they're only good for their body.
Yeah.
But Wonder Woman is badass. Like, she works hard. She fights hard, and she doesn't care if she gets a little dirty.
Right.
Like, who cares? She's she's incredible. Mm-hmm. And I find it so cool that we elected someone to be the head of this. Right. And it's like a character.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think that's so creative. And I love that everyone kind of came together and said, you know who should do this? Wonder Woman. It's like, you're
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
She should definitely do that.
Wonder Woman for
president, 2016. So
at that point, it's either that or the sweet meteor of death. I mean, so so Hunter,
yes.
you're obviously a huge Wonder Woman fan.
Yes.
So you knew about this already,
yeah,
right?
I got it up on my feed on Facebook last
week. Okay,
cool. But that is one of the things why I love Wonder Woman so much, is that growing up, she was always the woman.
Yeah.
And I really admire women for in their role in society, and I'm a huge feminist. Like,
sure.
It makes me sick sometimes learning about some of the terrible things that go on with gender inequality and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's why, and that's why I've really loved her, is that she's a woman, she's a superhero, and she kicks butt, because women do kick butt.
Yeah.
Like, I guess I'm just all for the equality kind of stuff. But
yeah.
I thought it was just amazing that now, especially now since she's coming into the limelight again.
Yeah.
Because for a while there, she was kind of pushed away after the after her like TV show ended.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone definitely. Was like, oh, Wonder Woman. But I loved Wonder Woman. I mean, growing up watching the Justice League, that was like the only thing I really got from her. And then I started watching the live action the live action TV show. And especially now since there's a new movie coming out, it's gonna be super nice to see this next generation of young girls seeing this woman kick butt and still like be accepted into society for who she is and all that kind of stuff, and because that there needs to be more of that in this world. And so that hit me in all the feels.
Excellent. Glad to hear. Now, however, the reception was not without controversy.
Oh, God.
So, some have deemed Wonder Woman too sexualized a figure for such a post. And an online petition started by UN staffers protesting the decision. And it had collected 1,275 signatures by Friday afternoon. The petition read, "Although the original creators may have intended Wonder Woman to represent a strong and independent warrior woman with a feminist message, the reality is that the character's current iteration is that of a large-breasted white woman of impossible proportions, scantily clad in a shimmery thigh-bearing bodysuit with American flag motif and knee-high boots. The epitome of a pinup girl."
Did they just call Wonder Woman a pinup girl?
Sure did.
I'm a fight.
according to the Associated Press, 50 UN staffers went inside the Economic and Social Council chamber and silently turned their back to the stage during the opening speech at the ceremony. The one that we were just talking about that was attended by all of these key Wonder Woman people. Some even had their fists in the air in protest. In some of the articles I read to research this topic, like I got an article from USA Today and a couple other sources, I think what it is a lot of people are upset about the lack of female representation in UN leadership.
Yes.
And that is definitely a thing. Like the head of the Security Council, the chairperson, I believe, I don't have the title in front of me. I don't want to get it wrong. But basically, that person is stepping down, and the person that is going to get this position is a man. But there were like 13 other people that are also on that list. Huh. Most of them were women. So a lot of people, for me, this issue is like kind of like a tale of two halves. The timing is I don't want to use the word unfortunate, because I think this is very, very cool, but I think at a time where there's actual UN leadership changing and that being a controversy, so with the protests and petitions and stuff, I think the timing is just rubbing some folks the wrong way, and many feel that quote-unquote actual women should be appointed instead of fictional characters. However, put down your pitchforks for a sec. However,
I got these tiny fists, Mike.
I'm literally about ready to blow up. Yeah. I'm waiting for you to pause.
Well, but here's the deal, and this is in response to that thing about the actual the appointment of actual women. Isn't the first time that the UN has joined forces with pop culture on air? So the title that Wonder Woman has is that of an honorary ambassador. Honorary ambassadors are always fictional characters.
Yeah.
So not to be confused with like special ambassadors, like what they give to like movie stars, like Nicole Kidman and Anne Hathaway, and those have been appointed special ambassadors, you know, for their work and things like that. But honorary ambassadors are always fictional characters, and the UN previously has used Winnie the Pooh to be a honorary ambassador of friendship back in 1998. Uh-huh. And Tinkerbell was the honorary ambassador of green, as in, you know, like the sustainable resources and stuff back in 2009. So this is in keeping in line with that and has very little, if anything, to do with the leadership within the United Nations.
So why is this an issue with people?
Right.
It's because it's a woman.
Were they mad?
That's
they
the
mad
thing,
about
and that's the whole
the
point
bear?
Of why Wonder Woman's right. there. Is like, yeah. she's there to fix that kind of stuff. I mean, she's not, I mean, unfortunately, she's not real, but like,
right.
that's like, it's. I just find it ironic
I just
that
think
that's
it,
what's
I just think
happening.
It's funny when they complain about the outfit, because, I mean, if you look at Tinkerbell.
I know,
she's wearing
right?
the same thing,
right,
yeah,
right.
basically. So what difference does that make? I mean,
she's a fairy.
Everyone just finds yeah. a negative point.
Yeah.
In anything good, so you can't appeal to everyone.
Yeah, yeah, you can't make all the people happy all the time, so you have to settle yeah. for making some of the people happy some of yep. the time. But for all of us here in the studio, this makes us very yes. happy.
We support you, Wonder yes. Woman.
And here's the deal. Even before we went on the air, we watched the trailer again for the
yeah,
upcoming
we did.
Movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I am excited because, I mean, it's time.
It's going to be phenomenal.
It's going to be great.
It's
going to
be
great.
Epic.
Where I come from, that's called slavery.
I like her. But yeah, no, I mean, I'm very documented in my trepidation regarding Batman v Superman : Dawn of the Rise of the R-rated Extended Edition Justice Carnival.
That is a mouthful.
That movie is a mouthful. See, I'm getting all worked up. But I will say that the briefest of moments that... Diana was in the movie was the best part of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yep.
just like, I mean, my favoriteest part of, I probably that whole movie is after she is knocked down, seemingly down for the count, and gets up, not just shrugs it off, but smiles
mm-hmm.
and before jumping back into the fray.
Yep.
It was great.
She's
yeah.
so cool.
Yeah, I was watching. I'm like, yes!
Yeah.
You get it!
You're like,
okay.
Yas, queen.
Very good. So we'll tweet this out very shortly. Let us know what you think. Good idea, bad idea, how stoked are you for Wonder Woman? Give us a call, 253-833-5004. We'd love to get your opinion on that. And while we've got you on the line, we will hook you up. We will hook you up with passes to the Jet City Comic Show. We'll give you tickets to Haunted Forest of Maple Valley and also tickets to the sold-out No Effects show happening Thursday, November 3rd at Showbox Soto.
Nice.
253-833-5004. Call us up right now. This is Mike and Mickey After Dark. And coming up next, here's Get Right. Brand new from Jimmy Eat World on 89.9 KGRG FM. This is Today's Rock and Mike and Mickey After Dark. Bullets, that from Blue Helix, your headliner from our 2016 Fall Pledge Drive show. I forgot what year it was real quick. Anyway, I'm Mike and Mickey After Dark. And stick around because after the break, it's the debut of a brand new segment from one of our interns. Stick around. This is Mike and Mickey After Dark on 89.9 KGRG FM and Ticket lines are still open, 253-833-5004. If you and a friend want to go see NOFX on Thursday, November 3rd at Showbox Soto, that show is sold out, by the way. This is one of your last opportunities to get those tickets. Call us up right now, 253-833-5004. Mike and Mickey After Dark will continue right after this. Stick around.
For information on music, ticket giveaways, and more, visit KGRG.com. This is Today's Rock on 89.9 KGRG.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. And they all have one thing in common. Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard, that's optional. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
You know, Mike, October has to be one of my favorite months. Halloween is coming up, the leaves are changing, and of course all that apple cider.
Yeah, but I think you're forgetting something, though.
Pumpkin spice lattes? I'm not that basic.
No, dude, it's your one-year anniversary on Mike and Mickey After Dark, because we love celebrating milestones.
Oh, that's right! You can help celebrate by tuning in to Mike and Mickey After Dark from 9 to midnight on KGRG 89.9 FM.
On Saturday, November 12th, you can join Green River's Student Life Department on a trip to one of Seattle's favorite aviation attractions, the Future Flight Aviation Center. This trip offers the only publicly available opportunity to tour a commercial jet assembly plant in North America. It's $10 for students and $20 for non-students, which includes transportation to and from the Future Flight Aviation Center. For more information, you can check out the events tab on greenriver.edu. That's greenriver.edu for the Future Flight Aviation Center trip on Saturday, November 12th.
Hey, this is Austin Getz from Turnover. You're listening to 89.9 KGRG.
I guess we're doing it now. You're listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark on KGRG 89.9 FM, and it's now time for something completely different.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Pop that down a tiny bit, babe.
Hey, there you guys. Oh, I was doing it for effect.
Oh, that was beautiful.
He's like, Mike told me to do the thing. He said, let it establish and then bring it down.
Oh, yeah. I was just doing what I was told.
Yeah. Okay, so.
I learned from watching you.
Hunter, cool. What are you up to?
I am. This is the very first, I don't want to say episode, but my first installment of my new segment called The Z Files.
Oh.
So clever. Welcome to The Z Files with Intern Hunter, also known as Alias Mouse Rat.
Audible sniff.
I am very excited to announce
this
first
microphone stinks.
Mike and Mickey After Dark. The Z Files is where I will be finding stories of strange happenings that happened throughout time and discussing them with my friends here on the show. These can be anything from aliens, ghosts, unfortunate events, monsters, cryptids, demons, unexplained mysteries, or even Bigfoot.
Ooh.
So come along with me as I crack open the Z Files cabinet and discover that the truth is out there.
Ooh.
I love
it. Oh boy.
So our first story tonight actually comes from October 17th, 2016. So just last week.
Whoa.
This story was being circulated all over social media, but basically a 39-year-old UFO expert by the name of Max Spears was in Poland speaking about conspiracy theories and UFOs when his mother received a text from Max saying, "Your boy's in trouble. If anything happens to me, investigate."
Ooh.
Days later, he was found dead. He was said to have died from natural causes, but his friends claimed that they saw him vomiting up black liquid.
Ew.
What's spoopy?
I love it.
By his people believe that he may have stumbled across something that the government didn't want him to see, and they slowly poisoned him, or that he was under attack by an intelligence from a distant planet.
Wow.
I guess no one has released autopsy papers yet, so it's still up in the air what the true cause of this was.
Probably because they can't figure it out.
Probably.
Alien matter.
So what do you guys think of that?
It was aliens.
That's terrifying.
I'm like the guy
last
from
week, you guys,
Ancient Aliens.
Like, sounds like something out of a movie.
Yeah. last week. This was like all over my Facebook. I thought it was fake first, and then I was like, oh crap, like that was a thing.
Yeah,
that's pretty buck wild.
Well, yeah, and it's the black liquid, I think, that really kind of chills my bones a little bit. That's just downright chilling.
Uh-huh.
I mean, maybe he'll be okay, but probably not.
Maybe. I think this is actually a case for Scully and Mulder.
Scully.
Are you from Minnesota now?
No, totally.
Okay.
That was pretty awesome. That was a very Minnesota. Like,
ooh, yeah. Ooh, man alive. That guy got abducted by aliens, don't you know?
Like, don't you know?
Oh my God, I would watch my face off of that Minnesota Z-Files. Where
Minnesota
it's just,
Z-Files.
To where, yeah, it's just like the regular, it would be, you know, Scully and Mulder and all that stuff, but with... what?
Oh. Nah.
Anyway, with Minnesota people.
I would do it. I would act in it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's Bad News Bears.
Don't you know?
Okay.
Okay.
Ooh,
so
you have another story.
I do have another story tonight.
I'm so excited.
Okay, so our second story tonight takes us to Key West, Florida, ooh, where we come face to face with a living doll. Now, you guys have heard of Chucky, and you guys have heard of Annabelle.
Yes.
Sure.
But have you heard of Robert the Doll?
Robert
the Doll.
Not sure I have.
No.
In 1906, the doll was given to a boy named Otto as a gift from his grandfather from Germany.
Otto.
Otto's parents claimed that at night they could hear their son having a conversation with someone in his room, but opened the door to find him alone with the doll, ruling it out that it was just their son making up a voice for Robert.
Mm.
Neighbors reported that they could see the doll peering out the window and moving around when no one was home. Strange happenings such as furniture being moved was blamed on Otto, but he claimed it was Robert who moved them, or hearing strange giggling coming from the attic when Otto wasn't home.
Whoa.
Robert remained in Otto's life until his death in 1979, but the creepy activity never stopped. He was donated to Key West Art and History Museum, where he's been in a glass case ever since. But that's also not where the story ends.
Okay.
Guests and workers at the museum claim to see Robert move in his case, and people also claim to see his expression change. The one rule with Robert is that before you take a picture of him, you have to ask his permission first.
Oh,
people have come into the museum, mocked the old doll, and taken a picture without his permission. These people have been haunted by Robert and have experienced car accidents, divorce, broken bones, job loss, and a long list of misfortunes after they had left the museum and went back to their normal lives.
Yo, jeez. Yo, I'm scared.
Don't mess with this doll.
This doll has appeared in many paranormal shows, including his own movie, which is very... which is also very overly exaggerated, kind of like what Annabelle was.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You can buy replicas of Robert.
Want him in your house.
Exactly. You can get t-shirts. You can send him letters to apologize.
what if you never met him?
I mean, if you've like,
you just,
if you've taken a picture of him and like hadn't got the permission
like,
for
sorry,
it from
buddy.
Him. Yeah.
Oh, so like for example, if you sneak a selfie with Robert and then find yourself in a spectacular car wreck and you're like, oh, well, must have been Robert.
Yeah.
You know, blame it on Robert. Wednesdays on UPN. and then you send him a letter saying, oh, dearest Robert, I apologize. Please lift this Romani curse from me.
That is literally what some of the letters say. I was sitting there today reading some of the letters and like, they're literally like that. Like, I'm so sorry. I am, like, to the bottom of my heart, I'm sincerely sorry for the misfortunes of taking your picture without your permission.
So, wait, you can't be pen pals with him?
No. Unfortunately.
What if I want to learn about his hobbies and, like, what kind of music he likes?
Then you should ask him. Maybe he'll respond.
Okay, so...
But you need to be a pen pal.
And you can also like his page on Facebook. He has his own. He has his own Facebook page.
I'm sure
page.
He moderates it himself.
I'm laughing so hard.
How is it that Robert the Cursed Doll has a Facebook page and I don't? Why? Because I'm an adult and apparently Robert is a doll.
Better start writing your letter, Mike.
I guess. Well, wait a ding dong minute.
Okay.
A ding dong minute. Okay, so you have to ask Robert for permission, but he's a doll.
So basically how it would go was is that you would walk up to him and be like, Robert, may I please get a picture with you?
And then you would take a picture?
And then you would take a picture.
Like, and it's you would like, wait a hot minute?
Yes. It's like, if this is totally cool, say absolutely nothing.
Yep.
Thy will be done. Click. Yep.
I think he just needs to get prepared for a selfie moment.
Yeah.
Like, he's right. Just like, hang
squad
on.
Photo, and then you play him up.
Do the Charlie's Angels pose.
Exactly.
Yeah, you do like the full squat, like your hands together. Like,
I'm going to be tweeting a photo of Robert on the KGRG Twitter.
Yes.
So you guys can get a picture, get to see what Robert actually looks like.
I need to see this.
So yeah, please. Don't mess with Robert.
It's terrifying.
All right.
So yeah, that's all I have for you guys.
Yay.
That's really great.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Next week I will be giving you guys some of the most chilling stories for our Halloween episode, which should be really interesting.
I'm so excited.
If there's a certain story that you guys want to hear me talk about in future segments, you can follow me on Twitter or tweet us at KGRG. But my Twitter is Hunter Joe Roy. That's Hunter J-O-E Roy. And just follow me and tweet at me, and I would be happy to like find a story and like read it or talk about it on air.
Or you can also email mmad@kgrg.com. That is an official show email. I almost said school email. Ruh-roh.
Well, we are at school. I mean, technically we're broadcasting from the Green River College school grounds. So.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for now, keep your minds open. Take a jump to the left and a step to the right. And finally, stay spooky. This was not the X, not the Y, but the Z Files with Hunter on Mike and Mickey After Dark.
That was cute. I love that ending.
Well done, good sir.
Thank you.
So coming up next is Honey by Moose Blood.
Ooh,
only
Honey.
On KGRG 89.9 FM.
I love Honey.
When you need to tune out the craziness.
Pumpkin spice lattes. The coffee that tastes like a candle.
You are one huge nerd.
You're gonna die, clown!
Tune in to KGRG.
By request from Cool Guy Luke, here is Welcome Home from Coheed. No, because we're so generous here on Mike and Mickey After Dark, we'll give you Coheed and Cambria. And if there's a song that you want to hear, call us up at 253-833-5004. That is the song you need to have. Song you need to have? That is the phone number you need to have locked into your phones. Give us a call right now, and you get your chance to see NOFX Thursday, November 3rd, at the Showbox Soto. That show is sold out! You call.